Newsmakers is brought to you by the Illinois American Water Company. I'm Gary Moore. On today's program,
what I challenge Republicans and conservatives is to have some integrity, to have some standards, you know, to have some faith in the institutions that we were supposed to rely on as a nation, instead of running around, you know, crying about conspiracy theories and whatever your feelings think about watching cops get bashed with flagpoles on January 6th. And then an entire party try to deny that and tell us it didn't happen when we saw it in front of our own eyes. I'm so pissed off. I can't even speak.
It is the 3-year anniversary of the January 6th, 2021 attack on the U.S. Capitol. And on this third anniversary, America finds itself in a peculiar place. It is an election year, and Donald Trump, the man at the center of the January 6th attack, and by that I mean the man who, having lost the 2020 election, urged his supporters to go to the Capitol and, quote, fight like hell, the man who urged his vice president, Mike Pence, to not certify the results of the election, the man who pressured various election officials in various states, most notably Georgia, to reverse the numbers, is running again and is the Republican front runner in this year's election. I want to read an excerpt from a CBS News report that puts the day in context. It's written by John Ligari, and it reads in part, in the 3 years since members of a pro-Trump mob stormed the U.S. Capitol, attacked police, and forced members of Congress from their legislative seats, investigators have embarked on one of the largest federal prosecutions in American history, securing convictions against individuals charged with a rare Civil War-era sedition count and accusing a former president of conspiring against the United States. In all, more than 1,200 defendants have been charged with crimes stemming from their alleged participation in the January 6, 2021 attack. That according to a CBS News review of court records, with alleged crimes ranging from illegal picketing outside the Capitol to assaults on officers and destruction of government property. More than 700 of those defendants have pleaded guilty to crimes and accepted responsibility, a majority of them for misdemeanors that carry minimum prison time. And more than 100 have been convicted at jury or bench trials in Washington, D.C. In the last year alone, federal judges have rendered the most severe sentences yet in the sprawling probe, sending Oath Keepers founder Stuart Rhodes to prison for 18 years and sentencing Proud Boys leader Enrique Tarrio to 21 years, the longest prison term imposed so far. Washington, D.C.'s top federal prosecutor who oversees the more than 1,000 cases, U.S. Attorney Matthew Graves, said this past week that the Oath Keepers and Proud Boys, some of whom were convicted of seditious conspiracy in the last year, lit the flames that spread throughout the riot that day. According to investigators, 140 police officers were assaulted at the Capitol. Graves said the attack was likely the largest single event of assault on law enforcement in U.S. history, and he urged the public to assist prosecutors in working to find the more than 80 allegedly violent offenders who remain unidentified to this day. Notably, since the attack, federal investigators have yet to locate an individual that they say planted potentially viable pipe bombs outside both the Democratic and Republican National Party headquarters in the nation's capital on January 5th, 2021. The FBI is offering a $500,000 reward for information that could lead to the arrest of that alleged perpetrator. The last year has not been a complete success for federal prosecutors. They received mixed verdicts in the high-profile Proud Boys and Oath Keepers trial, and a former Broadway-turned January 6th defendant was acquitted by a judge of the two charges that remained after prosecutors agreed to drop other remaining counts. Now, back to Trump. The former president was also charged with obstructing an official proceeding and three other counts stemming from his alleged efforts to resist the peaceful transfer of power after the 2020 presidential election. He pleaded not guilty to the charges and has mounted an attempt to dismiss the case based on presidential immunity, which will be considered by a federal appeals court in the nation's capital on Tuesday. Special Counsel Jack Smith, who sought the indictment against the former president, did not directly charge Trump with facilitating or promoting the January 6th assault on the Capitol. But in court filings late last year, the special counsel did reveal he could introduce evidence at trial demonstrating that the events of January 6th were exactly what Trump intended to happen. Smith's team honed in on Trump's comments in support of Tarrio and pointed to a September 2023 interview in which Trump said of Tarrio that he and other people had been treated horribly. The January 6th related evidence that prosecutors plan to introduce at Trump's trial, including Trump's past mention of possibly pardoning defendants should he be reelected, shows that these individuals acted as Trump directed them to act, the special counsel wrote. The trial is currently slated to begin in March, but it could be delayed as the appeals move forward. So over the last 3 years, it has been the federal judges who have delivered the starkest messages to the defendants and the public about the Capitol breach. Judge Tanya Chutkan, who is overseeing Trump's criminal prosecution, said of the attacks in one sentence in hearing, "This was no exercise of First Amendment rights. It was a violent attempt to overthrow the government." And in sentencing Rhodes, the Oath Keepers founder, after he was found guilty of seditious conspiracy, Judge Amit Mehta reflected on the consequences of the attack by saying, "We all now hold our collective breaths with an election approaching. Will we have another January 6th? That remains to be seen." Here now are comments from people who called into Washington Journal on C-SPAN. Washington Journal has a line for Democrats, Republicans, and independents to call in. You'll hear from one caller from each of those categories. Before that, they played an excerpt of a speech that Trump made at a rally in Iowa. So you'll hear Trump's comments, and then you'll hear the callers.
A friend of mine called up, "How come you're only leading by 11? This guy can't put two sentences together." I said, "Well, they start off with a base like about 39. He's at 38, so that's... He said, "That's interesting. It's hard to be a 38 as a Democrat. But Republicans have to do it the old-fashioned way. We have to earn every one of them. But they have a base. I won't exactly tell you what that base is, but we all know what that base is. They have certain people that are going to vote Democrat almost no matter what. But I'll tell you, the union part of that base is coming to us. The union part. Can also tell you another. The Hispanic part is coming to us at levels that nobody's ever seen before. We're leading with Hispanics. That's never happened before. And African American is coming to us at a level that I don't think any Republican has seen. Because they understand that this man is not capable. He's not a capable person. I mean, if you had a store and you wanted to take a week off, you wouldn't put him in charge of the store. No, you wouldn't. Would you trust him to run your store? I don't think anybody would. That's a little question. It's a little, you know, thing. If you have a store, would you trust the President of the United States to run your store? He couldn't do it. This election is our last chance to save America. Very important. The battle begins in Iowa on January 15th, and Joe Biden's banana republic ends on November 5th, 2024.
Back to your calls now to Brenda in St. Louis, Missouri, on our Democratic line. Good morning, Brenda.
Good morning. Thank you for accepting my call. Democracy is very, very important. And the fact that these people are still running around pretending that nothing happened up in Washington when they went up there and destroyed the people's house is just absurd. I just had to make my son leave out of my room for laughing at them. And I can understand that you hear all these elderly people, old as I am, making all these outrageous accusations, And the point that you think that everybody wanted Trump in office, that Joe Biden didn't win, everybody don't love Trump. I wish these people would get a life and find somebody in their life that's very important to them, because this is getting beyond concern. This is just crazy. This is all I have to say, because even listening to Trump's voice, I wanted to hang up, because I would leave him in charge of a store. The store would be gone by the time you get back. He would have taken everything, including the building. Thank you and have a blessed day.
Next up, Joe is in Richmond, Maine on our Republican line. Go ahead, Joe.
Good morning.
Morning.
Yeah, the store would have full toilets anyway, so that would be a good thing. So today's January 6th is the third anniversary of January 6th, and every year C-SPAN plays videos from January 6th. Well, there's new videos that no one has seen, essentially, unless you're a Fox News watcher or all on internet. So I challenge C-SPAN to play the videos of the people being escorted inside peacefully. You never should show that, and I really think that's something that everyone should see. And if you don't show it, then, well, I guess we'll just be in our silos. But that's my challenge to C-SPAN. Bring up the videos of the people being brought in. Bring up the videos of the people being shot with rubber bullets that were just standing there until they started having to, they started the riot. The police started the riot. And if anyone can't see that, look at the videos. I demand you play the videos. Thank you.
Thank you for your call, Joe. I will mention that the Committee on House Administration has begun posting some of the videos from January 6th that is available to the public. You can go to cha.house.gov to see some of those videos. The Speaker has promised that more of these videos will be posted. We only have some of them so far, but there will supposedly be more of those coming, and they will be publicly available for people to view the videos themselves. Next up, we have Matt in Somerville, Massachusetts on our independent line.
Good morning.
Good morning, Matt.
I can't believe, you know, what I hear from these people, like that guy in Maine who must be just in a bubble. I actually talked to my friend from Maine, and they must be all on the same main line of Fox News, because he was saying the same thing. Oh, they escorted them in peacefully. Listen, I don't care what a few people on that site on that day escorted people in for, you know, before things got violent. I saw with my two eyes that vile human being Trump do everything he could to incite this. And if you don't want to believe that, fine. But what I challenge Republicans and conservatives is to have some integrity, to have some standards, you know, to have some faith in the institutions that we were supposed to rely on as a nation, instead of running around, you know, crying about conspiracy theories and whatever your feelings think about watching cops get bashed with flagpoles on January 6th. And then an entire party try to deny that and tell us it didn't happen when we saw it in front of our own eyes. I'm so pissed off, I can't even speak. I've been watching C-SPAN since I was 18 years old. I'm almost 40. And what I've seen throughout my whole freaking life are these conservatives running around, and they can't even face up to reality. You know, they tell us that freaking climate change is fake. They tell us that evolution is fake. They don't understand public health, so they go around trying to think that abstinence is the answer to things like AIDS. I'm so freaking sick of these people. And they sell us out to billionaires, and they act like they're the working class. These people are the same people that voted in Hitler. Now I see how it could happen.
Matt, do you think that democracy is the top issue for you in this upcoming election?
Without a doubt, 100%. And the fact that these people don't even realize it is a really scary thing. And it's not hyperbole to say that this is what led to Hitler. Trump is the worst, most offensive, obnoxious stain on this nation. And he is an affront to every frickin' veteran that has fought for this nation. He's an affront to everything that this nation stands for. So Republicans, have some frickin' integrity. Get off your Fox News infotainment. Get a brain get some emotional maturity.
The events of January 6th not lost on President Biden, who kicked off his campaign Friday with sharp words for former President Trump.
He talks about the blood of America as being poisoned, echoing the same exact language used in Nazi Germany. He proudly posts on social media the words that best describe his 2024 campaign, quote, revenge, quote, power, quote, dictatorship. There's no confusion about who Trump is, what he intends to do.
So much to talk about with Trump. Finally, the U.S. Supreme Court said Friday it will review the Colorado Supreme Court's unprecedented decision removing Trump from that state's ballot. The court scheduled oral arguments for February 8th. Trump remains on the primary ballot as the lower court ruling disqualifying him has been put on hold pending the Supreme Court action. If the justices do conclude Trump is ineligible for public office, then any votes cast for him would not count. Stay tuned. Newsmakers is sponsored by the Illinois American Water Company for WPNV. WPNV, we're Peoria's neighborhood voice.